This is the doggondest, wildest, and woolliest I've ever looked at.
Well, to put it in the words of our late, great, departed Ted Husing, a streptococci ball game, and that's what it's been all the way.
Ralph Terry has come off, a big, handsome right-hander, who's also one of the better golfers in baseball, and might be the only guy on the Yankee ball club that comes from a smaller town than Mickey Mantle. He hails from a place called Big Cabin, Oklahoma. And I know you've been all over the world. Have you ever been to Big Cabin?
Never been to Big Cabin, although my folks, when I went to Oklahoma University, thought I never went to Norman. They thought I might have been in the Big Cabin. I don't know, but I'll guarantee you one thing. We're out in front of some hand there, get some more, and let's hold those Yankees.
All right, Terry is ready, and it's 9-7 Pittsburgh, and Don Hoke batting now with the bases empty, and it's still jubilant fire checkout. Terry's first pitch to Hoke is outside for a ball, 1-0. The Tiger hitless in 2 trips to the plate. Pittsburgh has amazingly come from behind again against the Yankees to lead this one 9-7. Here's Terry's pitch. In a high fly ball toward left, not deep. Sarah moving off a little bit to his right, under it, makes the catch to retire the side. But the Pirates get 5 runs on 5 hits. No errors, nobody left. We go to the 9th inning, baby. The score is the first 9 in New York 7.
Factory, where you'll find savings of 25% to 80%.
Alright, we go now to the top half of the 9th inning, and Andy Murtaugh has brought on one of his top winners, Bob Friend, who has been something a little bit less than a rating success so far in this series, but Friend right now facing the 3 biggest outs in his career, because that's all he needs to ensure the Pirates World Series victory. Robert, you're 3 outs away from golden glory. Turn it over to Robert Bartman Friend.
Alright, Bobby Richardson will be standing in. This little guy that has set all kinds of World Series records is 1-4 thus far on the afternoon. The Pirates leading by a score of 9-7. Coming from back, speaking coming away. We have no further word, by the way, on Tony Kubek, except to say that they have sent him to the hospital with Dr. Henry Sherman to check on his throat. He was struck with a paralyzing blow in the throat, and we hope that Tony Kubek is all right.
We certainly do. He's a fine man, personally.
Bobby Friend has the sign now from catcher Hal Smith, who promoted him to the U in this ballgame with a whacking big three-run homer, as the possum just described. Friend delivers, Richardson takes a low inside ball, watch. Pirates leading by a score of 9-7, top half of the 9th inning, 36,000 from our screaming fans, 36,683 to be exact. We're going absolutely wild. Pitch to Richardson, swung on a line drive, takes in the left field by Bobby Richardson. Joe Dimitri.
The Yankees have just gone far from the series, Robert.
They certainly have. Bart hasn't been able to do anything against them so far. So now they got a man aboard and stay along a left-hand batter, and if anybody doesn't remember what he did in baseball, then you weren't around. Because off a man by the name of Carl Iskin, on a one-ball, two-strike pitch, he hit a home run. And that was the home run that set an all-time world record. A home run in 8 consecutive ball games, and he received not one, not two, but 3 standing ovations. The fans here don't want to see that repeated. Pitch now down to Dale Long, falling for a strike from Friend. 9-7, the Pirates lead here in the top half of the 9th inning. Bobby Richardson on first base, nobody out with a base hit for left field. Rich hits his run. Comes to the plate, Long swings it, hits the line drive into right field for the base hit. And Bobby Richardson has to hold the second base. Roberto Clemente comes up firing. But the Yankees have 2 on, and here comes Danny Murtaugh.
1 more time, Murtaugh. They are very unhappy right now. Friends, I think, know that he's going to be gone. He's faced 2 men here in this inning, giving up 2 more base hits. And as good as Friends has been this year, it's got to be something that Bob Hart is thinking right now, well, what has happened to me in this series? Why can't I have done it? But it's happened to the best of them. Bob Feller never won a World Series game either.
No, and Big Bob, who has done such a great job for the Buncos. He's been out there every 3rd or 4th game that they've handed him that ball. He's never missed a turn. But today, he sure wishes he could have missed that turn.
Please, he's never had a sore arm in his life, has he?
I don't believe he ever has. He's been a bulwark in his Pirate pitching staff and a heavy heart, no question about it, as he leaves them out. And Harvey Haddix now takes the long stretch coming in. And while Harvey
the Yankees are out here in the top half of the ninth inning. Nine runs off, nobody out here, Bob.
You know, when you look at it, too, there's no such thing as a bullpen in this seventh game. They fired everybody. Law and Friend and Hendricks, they're all starters. And the Yankees have done likewise with Turley and Shantz and Terry and Stafford and company. I guarantee you, they're going out of shoot the nail. The Buccos on top by a score of 9-7. But now the Yankees have two on and none out here in the top half of the ninth inning. And Roger Maris, a very dangerous batter, standing in. Roger really ripped into one back in the fourth inning. Roberto and Kim Describe hauled it down after a running hard catch. And Elroy Fish got him a foul out to Don Hook at third. So now, Roger Maris is 0-4. Look out for this guy. Having checks his runner out at second base, delivers a fastball on the inside corner for a strike. Maris leading by a score of 9-7 in the seventh game of the World Series. Maris coming from way back. Got in front early, 4-0, then saw it chipped away to 4-1, and saw the lead disappear and need get harder. Now come roaring back with 5. Pitch comes down to Maris, up inside for the ball. Two men on, nobody out. Roger Maris, not field swung to the right. Roberto Clemente hugging way down the line. Rocky Nelson not holding on the runner way down the deep line. Now Eddie checks his runner out of second. Delivers, and there's a high twisted foul ball going up behind home plate. Going back, getting under. He's got it down there, far away. Little Bob is fired at Rebels' great 7-year career compared to yours. This is my fourth World Series, but I do believe this is the craziest ball game of all I've ever been in.
Well, I don't know what else could be added to that one, Carson, as now stepping in is a guy that's going to be a switch hitter in this one, Mickey Mantle. He'll be batting right-handed in this one, and the mix thus far is 2-4. He is just pounding the cover off the ball, flying to center in the second inning, single to right in the fourth, beat out a chopper to short in the sixth, lined out hard to Grove in the eighth, and now stands in the air, batting right-handed. Against Harvey Hendricks with two on and one out, the Bucks leading by a score of 9-7. Pitch from Hendricks low on his side for the ball. Ooh, one ball and no strikes to Mickey Mantle.
36,000 people fan, old brother, right with you.
And I think they got their fingers crossed that everybody's trying to hang in there. Bucks leading by a pair, but the Yankees have a winning run at the plate of Mickey Mantle. He can play the long ball to hurry with you. Pitch upstairs for a ball, 2-0. It started off, Bob Fred came in, Bobby Richardson got a solid base hit to left. Then Dale Long batting for Demetri, ripped one to right. So Fred had to leave, and Hendricks is in, nails Maris on a pop foul to Hal Smith, and now Mickey Mantle is in there. Pitch from Hendricks, one on and drilled in the right field by Mickey Mantle. And Bobby Richardson around third, he'll score. Dale Long going to third, he's in there. Mickey Mantle bangs the ball in the right field. Knocking in Bobby Richardson, and Dale Long goes all the way to third, and the Yankees have thrown within one. Holy Toledo, Possum, what a ball game.
So many has to go so far to his right, he has no chance to show off the greatest throwing arm in baseball without getting out of his shot at Dale Long. And the Pirates are right now in the fight of trouble.
And here's some interesting situations. Dale Gilman, too, we were talking about a little earlier, has now come in to run for Dale Long. You'd almost think in this spot that he would have been running for Long before this, but he's doing it now.
Well, Single does some funny things, I'll tell you. 4 years, I was with him. He has these punches. These things come to him at the last minute. He does these kind of things.
Okay, now it's a 9-8 ball game. There's only one out, and Yogi Berra is the batter. We got Mickey Mantle at first base, and Yomac Dugal is at third. With one away, the Buccos leading 9-8 in a riotous ball game. Pitch to Yogi Berra inside for the ball. Harvey Hendricks is on the relief of Friend. It's shot down with Turner Law, then Elroy Face, then Bob Friend, and now Harvey Hendricks for all the money marbles and shots. Again, the pitch to Berra. A pitch side, just ball through, 2-0. Leading off third is Gil McDougall. On first base is Mickey Mantle. Hendricks has his sign now from Hal Smith. Checks his runners. Here comes the pitch. Berra swings and there's a hot smash down to first. Back into the right field. Steps right first. And Mantle slides back into first base. And the Yankees score the tying run. Holy Toledo. What a
second with a pitch, and I'll never know until we talk to Rocky Nelson. Put the tiger on his end of the damage.
unbelievable World Series. But starts the city, climax of it, and absolutely wild ball game today. I can imagine what we're seeing in the ballpark, what is going on, it's starting to go on. And I would imagine the start of it, just that, in the whole city of Pittsburgh right now.
Very, very fast.
himself in front of an Illinois face. I saw him playing a while ago when the score was tied 9-9. Now he's turning.
Hey, here's man. Here's man, Bob.
All right, let's get old man and see what's going on.
Making a tiny incision.
Well, here we are in the very tumultuous clubhouse. The Pittsburgh Pirates are the world champions of all of baseball. A year 1950 has to be about as good a year in the life of anybody. And Bill Mazeroski was the hero of the hour. Billy, there's no sense in saying it other than the fact you got to be absolutely out of your mind.
Well, I feel great about this whole thing. I tell you, I didn't think anything like this would ever happen to me, but it's just great to win a ball game and beat them there three Yankees for a day.
In the midst of all this thing, as we're getting rich with champagne and everything else going here, I wanted to go back to one pitch. Did you almost go after the first pitch that Terry threw you instead of the second one?
Yeah, Park, you know, I'm a high ball hitter, and the first ball that he threw was up high, but it was a little too high, and they called it a ball, and I think at the time that the bouncer went out and talked to Terry, just telling him to get it down a little. Well, he got it down a little, but not far. Right where, you know, right from my power out in, I got a hold of him.
Did you have any idea that it was all the way gone, or did you just think
it
might be at the bases?
No, I had no idea that if it was gone. I thought it could be over left fielder ship and hit the wall. I knew I didn't sit enough to hit the wall, but I didn't think it was enough to get over. So that's why I was running so hard. You know, usually you go into your home run trot, and I didn't do that. So I didn't know it was out until I got on second, and that's when I fell excited.
Did you think you would ever reach home plate alive with all these mad people pouring out over the field and grabbing at every part of your uniform and everything else?
Well, I tell you, I got a little scratch on the back of my neck. I didn't get much thought. I was so excited about winning that ball game and that thing going out that I never gave it much thought. I just started jumping there. I don't even think I saw third base or touched any of them. I think I flew it.
Why do you think it'll all set in, Mass?
I don't know. I'll be able to probably, maybe not even for a year or so, but I know one thing. I'm just glad we beat the Yankees.
Well, that one's going to set in with me when we get to the victory party at the Webster Hall, and that's where I'm headed for, baby.
Well, we both got to do
it. Well, there shouldn't be any trouble getting our way over there. Our gorgeous place outside is an absolute madhouse, as it is in the locker room. That's one thing, of course, the big Yankee ball club. They scored all the big runs, but get shut out by Roddy Ford and everything like that. I kind of thought one of the keys to the game was late in the contest when Stengel took out Bobby Shands, and that brought in the right hand, and that gave Skinner a chance to front. You don't front in that situation with Bobby Shands, I remember.
That's right. Bobby Shands is probably the best fielding pitcher in baseball. And I was glad to see Bobby Shands get out of there because he's tough on left-handers and right-handers. He's a tough little pitcher, and he's a dirty little guy. And I was glad to see him get out of
there. Just one last thought from me. This was a team effort. Everybody on this ball club contributed all through 1960 and certainly in this series. What's your thoughts on the courageous performance of a not healthy Vernon Law? He was tremendous.
Well, I tell you what, without Vernon, he pitched well as anybody in this series, and of course, always faces a great job of coming in the league. And it's been, like you say, a team effort, and nobody really carried the ball club at any one time. It had to be a team effort throughout the whole year, and it was the same way throughout the series.